Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Tourmaline, written by Randolph Stone and read by Humphrey Bauer. On the day he came, the diviner, we had a death in Tourmaline. But it was not one of importance. Billy Bogarda, in the native camp, was noticed by his nephews when they rolled out at daybreak to have departed. The women mourned a little out of courtesy, and the nephews went to Tom Spring for a packing case the size of the deceased. I watched them, later in the day, carry him down the road to the cemetery, their skins shining in the glare of the stony ground, the box on their faded blue cotton shoulders. Spring, it said, perishable. Charlie Yandina sang, squatting on the ground outside my door, in the narrow shade of the dead pepper tree. He was young and not bereaved, but he liked to sing. It was a hymn, perhaps.
Death or death, oh, you've been going a long time now. When you're gonna take a rest, oh, death.
His voice, young and flippant, made me desolate. I had had my morning rendezvous with the world, my walk to the war memorial, and so come to the time of day when I doubt the reality of myself. Those names give me a name. But when I am quiet and alone, and have turned on the wireless, as on every morning for, too many years, and have spoken and have listened, and as on every morning since these terrible times began, have heard no answer. When I am quiet and alone, I cannot believe in it. Who gave me this name? And beside the name, what is there? An unnamed and naming ghost, perhaps, formless, but forming for some obscure purpose of its own, a room of pale stone, ledges heaped with red dust, a shelf of tattered books, a cupboard, a safe. Then detail derides the egoism. What use has this mind for the rusty handcuffs hung on the doorframe, the map of Western Australia, the legs of Charlie Yandina sweating in the sun? The house I haunt is furnished and inhabited. A terrible loneliness is touched by the young voice. So I resented Charlie Yandina, but I did not speak to him. Silence is a habit as enslaving as the most delicate vice, and as time goes on, to talk, that is, to anything but the waiting, perhaps, but forever unanswering wireless, becomes embarrassing, as if, shaving, one should address some remark to the mirror and be overheard. I find that there is no speech that is not soliloquy, and yet always I sense an audience. When the singing stopped, the silence reached around us. Morning and noon passed with variations of shadow, slight mutations of light. The blotches on my hands made me think of age. What enormous and desolate landscapes are opened by the voice of a lone crow.